October 10, Christ puts on us His perfection of character. Yield yourselves unto God and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Romans 6:13. Those who are called of God to labor in word and doctrine should ever be learners in the school of Christ. Those who do not feel the importance of going on from strength to strength will not grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All heaven is interested in the work that is going on in the earth today. The angels look with interest upon those who are honored and having a part to act as co-laborers with God. When the servants of Christ have a realizing sense of the presence of one who is mighty to save, they will be filled with gratitude to God for the power of His grace. Those who dedicate their all to Christ will learn how to win souls, for they will have a close connection with the Redeemer of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, and you are to fashion your life after His. You will find help in Christ to form a strong, symmetrical, beautiful character. Satan cannot make of non-effect the light shining forth from such character. The Lord has a work for each of us to do. He does not provide that we shall be sustained by the influence of human praise and petting. He means that every soul shall stand in the strength of the Lord. God has given us His best gift, even His only begotten Son, to uplift, ennoble, and fit us by putting on His own perfection of character for a home in His kingdom. Jesus came to our world and lived as He expects His followers to live. If we are self-indulgent and too lazy to put forth earnest effort to cooperate with the wonderful work of God, we shall meet with loss in this life and loss in the future immortal life. God designs that we shall work not in a despairing manner, but with strong faith and hope. As we search the Scriptures and are enlightened to behold the wonderful condescension of the Father in giving Jesus to the world, that all who believe on Him should not perish but have everlasting life, we shall rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Everything that can be gained by education, God means we shall use for the advancement of the truth. True, vital godliness must be reflected from the life and character, that the cross of Christ may be lifted up before the world and the value of the soul be revealed in the light of the cross. Our minds must be open to understand the Scriptures, that we may gain spiritual power by feeding upon the bread of heaven. Review and Herald, April 8, 1890.